Welcome back to continuing coverage of the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union Class 1A Region 4 Girls Wrestling Tournament from Osage on Friday. We're pleased to be joined by the head coach of Hampton Dumont Cal Girls Wrestling, Brittany Stevens. And Brittany, first ever state qualifier for the program in your inaugural season in Marin Subert at 190. How do you feel?
It feels amazing. I knew she could do it all along, and so watching her do it and battle match after match and come away with that ticket to state feels pretty good.
Broadcasting the event, I noticed one of the ongoing messages to your wrestlers in some of the big moments was just breathe. And so how you noticed that really play out for your wrestlers as you had multiple that were in third place bouts that having an opportunity to wrestle back and punch their ticket to state.
Being in that third place match is really tough because you've got a lot going on. You have to focus on the match itself, but then also you're hoping for that wrestle back. So there's a lot going on. So all they can do is just breathe and know that the time and effort and hard work that they've put in will pay off and get them through that match. And then it's out of our hands after that. Then we just hope for the best. So it's just breathe and just wrestle.
The ah yes moment for you, Brittany, seeing your first state qualifier as a coach, knowing how much this sport has gone through in its growth from being a league sport to being officially sanctioned to now you being in a coaching role, getting to see a state qualifier work through your program. That has to be something special.
Cole, my assistant coach and I, we were talking about that on the way up here. Just from when I wrestled, you know, you might have had one or two in, from the area, and we had to travel all over to go to girls' tournaments. The girls' state tournament, we could go, but it just was not this this magnitude. So watching it go from that to then coaching, you know, middle school youth and now finally getting to build a high school program and lead the way, it's pretty special.
The performance of your other wrestlers today, battling in one of the toughest regionals in Class 1A, your takeaways from them getting this first experience, a lot of them their first ever regional of this caliber.
They're tough. I am so proud of them. And it shows that they're listening in practice. They are, taking to heart what I'm saying. The work hard, it will pay off. You get your losses and your wins, but there's really never any losses. There's a lot of learning. So we've been learning from those tough losses that we take, and we're just going to keep learning from them and keep growing. So it's only up from here. And, you know, we've done a pretty good job in our first year.
What it looks like working with Marin to get ready for that state tournament, a quick turnaround with it already being next Thursday down in Coralville.
We're just going to keep doing what we've been doing. We're going to keep having fun. We're going to keep the mood light, but we're going to keep working hard.
Final thoughts, Coach, in your first year, inaugural season, you have a state qualifier and wrestlers that are better for it competing at a regional of this caliber.
I mean, having three place in the top four is pretty special. And all I can say is, wow, what a day. I'm tired, but man, what a day. It is special.
Well, Coach, thanks for the time. Congrats on your state qualifier and to your Bulldogs for the showing they gave today in a very tough regional. Best of luck to you and Marin as you head down to the state tournament next week in Coralville.
Thank you very much.
Once again, a big thanks to the head coach of Hampton Dumont Cal Girls Wrestling, Brittany Stevens, joining us here on Radio on the Go.